October 13th. The Chattering Mind. You know, to perceive something is an astonishing experience. I don't know if you have ever really perceived anything. If you have ever perceived a flower, or a face, or the sky, or the sea. Of course, you see these things as you pass by in a bus or a car. But I wonder whether you have ever taken the trouble to actually look at a flower. And when you do look at a flower, what happens? You immediately name the flower. You are concerned with what species it belongs to. Or you say, "What a lovely color it has. I would like to grow it in my garden. I would like to give it to my wife or put it in my buttonhole," and so on. In other words, the moment you look at a flower, your mind begins chattering about it. Therefore, you never perceive the flower. You perceive something only when your mind is silent, when there is no chattering of any kind. If you can look at an evening star over the sea without a movement of the mind, then you really perceive the extraordinary beauty of it. And when you perceive beauty, do you not also experience the state of love? Surely, beauty and love are the same. Without love, there is no beauty. And without beauty, there is no love. Beauty is in form. Beauty is in speech. Beauty is in conduct. If there is no love, conduct is empty. It is merely the product of society, of a particular culture, and what is produced is mechanical, lifeless. But when the mind perceives without the slightest flutter, then it is capable of looking into the total depth of itself. And such perception is really timeless. You don't have to do something to bring it about. There is no discipline, no practice, no method by which you can learn to perceive.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by Harper One and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.